Well, we're certainly facing cuts in the rate support grant on a year-on-year basis, and any money being taken away from councils at this stage leads us into a number of scenarios which we have to address. A loss of income, we either cut staff, or we cut services, or we cut investment for the future, or we increase rates. And those are the stark realities that will face us as a council. And the reality for councils is that we have to make those decisions. We can't shirk our responsibilities here. We can't pass it on to direct rural ministers or anything else. We have to sit there and make those tough choices.
You're teaming up with other councils that would be badly affected as well.
Well, the council officers have asked that we go together with other councils who are affected by this to lobby in a greater number. And obviously it's the poorer councils of the north and the west where there's less population, less of a rates income, that are adversely affected by the loss of the rates support grant.
Rates increase isn't really an option. That's not really affordable. We might be looking at facilities closing and staff being let go at council.
I suppose in the future all these options are going to be on the table. You can turn around and put the rates up, but when you look at town centres that are still suffering, there's the move to the internet. Turning around to any high street shop and saying we're putting your rates up doesn't really help on households whenever they're squeezed. We see the effect that inflation's having at the minute, salaries are not rising, and we're going to turn around and say actually you're going to have to pay more rates. And that's not something that I'm particularly want to see happening, but we either provide service and increase rates, or we're going to have to take decisions here that are really tough and are unpleasant for people. But government has to function, and that's why things like the rate support grant are so essential.